What is going on, everybody? Welcome to new episode of Phillies Today for Sports Radio 94 WIP on the Phillies 24/7 channel. Appreciate everyone that's listening out there, whether it's Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Appreciate all of you as it's Monday, September 9th, and the Phils, not necessarily the series panning out the way they wanted it to against Miami. I would have liked 3 of 4. I'm sure they would have liked 3 of 4, but we'll get to it a little bit. We'll give you some updates on this extremely lengthy IL for the Phillies, and maybe that contributes to some of these losses that they've had here recently, especially the last couple of days to Miami. No excuses, but still, Phil's going through it with the injury bug right now. And again, like I said, we'll get you updated a little later in the show on JT Realmuto, Alec Bohm, and maybe little Edmundo Sosa, who are all currently hurt. But we'll get you updated on those guys a little later in the show. So simple show for you today. We'll get to my game takeaways from yesterday's big loss to the Fish, 10-1. And then we'll recap the series, give you my takeaways from the four-game set in Miami. And then we'll preview this upcoming series starting tonight. No day off. Not this week for the Phils, as they'll take on the Rays. So we'll preview that three-game set here at home against Tampa Bay. And then rounded out with the injuries and moves and a little bit of around Major League Baseball to end it. So, I mean, look, we'll do the key moments from yesterday. I mean, there's not really many key moments. Look, Connor Norby in the bottom of the first hit a 2-run home run to left center field to get it started for the Fish, 2-0. Second, they would add another run on an Xavier Edwards sacrifice fly to make it 3-0 Miami. And bottom of the third is really where everything just went awry. And the Marlins would score 7 runs in that inning, including another Connor Norby home run. And that would, the Marlins would leave that inning with a 10-0 lead, and they would leave this game with a 10-1 win over the Fightins. It was not a good day, past two good days for the Phils, but especially yesterday, as Seth Johnson's debut, the former shortstop, 2 1/3 innings, 8 hits, 9 earned, 3 walks, 1 home run given up. Thought it was 2, I guess not, no, because I guess Lazar came in and gave up that home run to Norby, sorry. So, yeah, so Seth Johnson not doing a great job in his debut, but I mean, what are you going to expect from the fifth starter spot right now? I think we were a little spoiled by Spencer Turnbull earlier in the year. So we'll start there. Game takeaways from this series. Seth Johnson not getting it done. 2 1/3 innings, 8 hits, 9 earned runs, 3 walks. Not the debut you would have liked to have seen from Seth Johnson. And what do you do with the fifth starter spot now? I know there's only three weeks left in the season. You can call Colby Allard up starting, what's today, the 9th, right? So the 10th. So I would call Colby Allard up to give him that fifth starter spot because he's probably been the best as of late. So I would give Colby Allard that spot. That's just my 2 cents on that. I don't think Tyler Phillips would be the answer to the problem. I don't think Seth Johnson's necessarily the answer to the problem, at least from what I've seen there in his debut. It's just a fifth starter spot. I know. But, you'd like to get some, at least a little bit of production out of that hurler. So that's, yeah. Second takeaway from yesterday, lineup just could not hit Edward Cabrera. Edward Cabrera going 7 innings, 3 hits, 1 walk, 6 strikeouts. Phillies didn't get their first hit off of Cabrera until the 6th inning. Until the 6th, they just could not hit him. And Cabrera's got filthy stuff. Like, this doesn't necessarily surprise me because Cabrera, I don't know what necessarily the issue has been with him over the last couple of years. I'm pretty sure it's been injuries, right? It's been most likely injuries, because I go back to the 2022 year where he had a 3.01 ERA and 14 starts and looked like he's had a lot of potential, hasn't really been able to put it together. And guy's got like the nastiest fastball and changeup like combo. He can throw fastball, changeup, can throw split, and it all looks, you know, all coming out of the, you know, the same tunnel for the most part, and it's super filthy having to face that 96-mile-per-hour changeup. 96-mile-per-hour changeup. It's really hard to hit. So for the Phils to, you know, have a game like this where they just can't hit someone like Edward Cabrera, hitting's hard as heck. Hitting is hard as heck. Okay, so I'm not going to destroy the Phils for not being able to hit Edward Cabrera in this game, because it was a big reason why they lost. And look, you take it and you throw it in the trash for now, but Cabrera was absolutely disgusting. Third takeaway from yesterday, Jose Alvarado with another scoreless appearance. Very important. Very important that he keeps this up. Last eight appearances, now seven in eight appearances, 7 2/3 innings, 5 hits, 1 earned, 7 walks. Don't love that. You don't like the 1 walk per inning, but 7 strikeouts. And the most important thing, only 1 earned there, you know, in almost 8 innings of work in your last 8. Because before that, not so great. Not so great. He was reverting back to the Jose Alvarado that we had seen, you know, from earlier in his Phillies tenure. Earlier in his Phillies tenure, and the pitcher he was like right before the Phils got him from Tampa Bay. So this is the Jose Alvarado that hopefully we can return to form come playoff time. I just want him to be consistent, because it's important for the Phillies to have as, you know, as healthy and as good of a back end of the bullpen that you can have, because every facet's going to be important come playoff time. The lineup hitting consistently, starting pitching 1 through 4 there. We don't care about the fifth starter spot come playoff time. You know, from Wheeler to Christopher Sanchez to Ranger to Nola, you want all of them to be consistent, and you want that bullpen to be consistent as well. And Jose Alvarado, I think, you know, all these guys to a certain extent, specifically Alvarado, Strom, Kerkering, you know, Estevez, Hoffman, they're all keys. They all are keys. So, and they all need to be at their best. That's important, especially Alvarado, where it's, you know, he's teetered and tottered this season. So it's important for Jose Alvarado to get back to being himself, and he's been that as of late. And like what I saw with another scoreless appearance here against the Fish. Series takeaways. First one, splitting with the Marlins, not ideal, but not the end of the world. Not the end of the world. I didn't want to, you know, do this show today saying, oh, well, the Phils, I mean, thank goodness they didn't lose the series. That would not have felt good. But, you know, Phils have a 7-game lead in the division now, and they have the second seed in the National League still. Or not still, well, but that's what they have right now, the 7-game lead in the division and second seed in the NL right now. It wasn't the biggest deal to split with them. You know, this wasn't like a ginormous series. Yeah, you're trying to fight for seeding right now, but you got the second seed in the National League. You know, you're not going to win every series against teams you're supposed to win, and you're going to split series sometimes with teams. Like, that's just what happens. And I think we're all feeling this way right now, because the Phils are going to win the division. Hopefully they'll get a bye come playoff time. And, you know, I'm sure a lot of you listening and like myself are Eagles fans. So, you know, at the moment, Birds just played. We're not freaking out. We're not freaking out. We're not getting all bent over the Phillies losing or Philly's winning two games in this series. And, you know, look, Seth Johnson went, and, you know, Nola kind of had a bit of a crappy start, but Nola's been good for the most part this year. So it's not the end of the world. I'm not panicking or anything because they split with the Marlins. Would be different if it was like a four game sweep. They got swept by four games, or you get what I'm saying. Second thing from my takeaway from this series, definitely a big positive note. Good start for Ranger Suarez. Five innings of work on Thursday night, five innings of work from Ranger Suarez. Three hits, two walks, and four strikeouts. That is big. And I didn't even mention no earned runs. That's even better than his first rehab appearance. Not rehab appearance, but his first appearance back up here when he faced the Royals, and he only gave up one earned run in five innings of work. So I think that's important for Ranger to have this bounce back start. It was the Royals start, and then he had the start against Atlanta, I think it was, where he was not necessarily a great version of Ranger, and we don't want that Ranger necessarily. This is the Ranger that we want. And it's important for the Phils, you know, the staff, Cotham, training staff, Topper, Ranger himself, to build him back up at a good rate for the playoffs. I like these five inning outings. I'm fine with that. We like six innings. Maybe get next outing, you go six, probably against the Mets, right? Would like him to maybe go six innings. But I think this is encouraging, definitely encouraging, and keep building Ranger back up so that come postseason, we can see a good version of Ranger Suarez. I'm not going to expect Cy Young Ranger come playoff time. Be great, but I'm not going to expect that. I'm going to expect a good Ranger as long as he's healthy and ready to go. Bryson Stott. This is my last takeaway from the series against the Marlins. Bryson Stott with a great series, and Bryson Stott just has been really good as of late. This series, 8 for 17, a home run, 5 RBI. First game of the series went 2 for 4 with that homer, and then the second game goes 2 for 5 with a couple of ribbies, and then third game goes 3 for 4. It wasn't great in the fourth in yesterday's game, but he still went 1 for 4. Was still able to get a hit. So Stott, I mean, this series was great. And Bryson Stott, someone who we've been waiting for to get going to a certain extent this season, finally getting it going here. Finally able to put something together. I mean, look at the numbers last seven games. So you went 8 for 17 against the Marlins, right, in this series with 5 RBI. Last seven games, 333, 344, 533 slash line, a home run, and 6 RBI. Then look at his last 15 games, the on-base percentage, 417. So slash line, 358, 417, 547 slug, 2 home runs, 7 RBI. I mean, Stott's been really good. Stott has been one of the better hitters in their lineup over the last couple of weeks, and he continued it this series against the Marlins. Very encouraging. I mean, Bryson was a solid hitter last year for the Phils. I'm not going to go over the top because I felt like a lot of people just looked at Bryson's batting average and said, oh, he's a good hitter. Look, that's not everything there is to a hitter. I think Bryson was a solid hitter last year. Good contact hitter that could drive runs in when they needed him to. And been that and then some lately. So I like that Bryson had a great series, and I hope he continues this going into the playoffs. And, you know, maybe he can build upon, you know, something here and going into next season too, because I would love for Bryson to get back to being, you know, look, steals a lot of bases. Maybe we forget about that a lot of times. He's at 29 right now. He could have another 30 stolen base season. Bryson, I think I would just like to see him get back to being a good contact hitter, because that is what, you know, that was the positive that he was for the lineup in the past. So, I mean, if he's not really making contact, you know, at least getting on base at a decent rate, then what is he good for in the lineup besides stealing bases? And I don't know. So preview for the next series. Three-game set versus Tampa Bay. The Rays, by the numbers, they are 71-72 on the year. Fourth in the American League East. They are 500 in their last 10 games, going 5-5 in that span. Offense, 28th in runs scored. Starting pitching, 13th in earned run average. Bullpen is 7th in ERA, so bullpen has really been the strength of this team. And tonight at 6:40, it'll be Cole Sulcer for the Tampa Bay Rays, Christopher Sanchez on the mound for the Phils. Tomorrow, they're all 6:40 start time, so I'm not even going to say the time. Taj Bradley versus Ranger Suarez. And then Wednesday, it'll be Shane Baz versus Zach Wheeler. So those are your starting pitching matchups for this series against Tampa Bay. Bets to take. These are according to FanDuel. I'm taking it. Look, he was so close yesterday, Bryce Harper hitting a homer. He literally hit a ball off the top of the wall, and it came back into play. It was that close. He was 2 inches from hitting a homer. Probably not even, probably an inch or a centimeter. The ball bounces the other way. That's a home run. Bryce Harper plus 320 to hit a home run tonight. And he's going to do it in the first inning. So take the bottom of the first one plus home run bet. Plus 330, a one home run or more in the bottom of the first. Phils at home tonight, bottom of the first, blah, blah, blah. You get it. Third bet to take. Bryson Stott plus 210 to record two plus hits in this game. I think he keeps it going. Want him to keep it going. It's going to happen. So Bryce Harper plus 320 to hit a home run. Bryson Stott plus 210 to record two plus hits tonight. And bottom of the first, one plus home run at plus 330 because Bryce is going to go yard. Or we just get Schwarber to break the record for leadoff homers and he hits a leadoff home run in the first. So either way, take that bet. Injuries and moves for the Phils right now, and it is a lengthy list, especially with a few of the big names for the Phils. We will start with JT Realmuto. He has a left knee contusion at the moment. You know, they said it was day-to-day, so it's not that big of a deal. But yesterday, training staff, according to Phillies.com, the training staff had JT Realmuto riding a stationary bike, working to, quote, flush that knee out as quickly as possible. That was per Rob Thompson. So JT has had a bit of injury problems this year, but hopefully he can come back good as ever and can get something going before the playoffs. Edmundo Sosa with the back spasms. He is on the 10-day IL. And it is, yeah, so They said it should take most, for the most part, you know, a good amount of these 10 days. So not the big of a deal, but, you know, hopefully Edmundo can get back and be as good as possible. So this is retro to September 8th, I guess, which is yesterday, literally. So, you know, expect him back in about 9 or so days with the Mundo Sosa. So Sosa with the back spasms has been, you know, had that span earlier in the season where he was just like one of their better hitters, actually, when Trey Turner was out. So, but Sosa, hopefully he can come back and be a good piece for them off the bench. Alec Boehm, the last one here, because I don't really have any updates for you on Austin Hayes. Haven't really seen anything with Austin Hayes in regards to his kidney infection. I just know that it looks like it, and I had it here a second ago if it would just come up. I don't know why the Austin Hayes injury update. There it is. Yeah, he's placed in the IL on September 5th, retroactive to September 2nd. So it's on the 10-day IL. So we'll see what happens with Austin Hayes. But Alec Boehm with left hand strain, hopefully it's 10 days, according to Rob Thompson. He said, quote, but, you know, it's probably going to be longer than that. So I mean, Boehm said he, when he hits the ball, it feels like someone's hitting a hammer on his hand. That sounds like it kills. So hopefully Boehm will take all the time you need and he can get back for the playoffs and it'd be the best version of himself. So Boehm, left hand strain. That's the update I got for you all on all the Phillies injuries at the moment. Around Major League Baseball, NL East specifically, we'll start with that. The Pittsburgh Pirates beat the Washington Nationals. Pirates won 7-3 at home. Braves behind another stellar Chris Sale performance, able to get a 1-1 run win over the Toronto Blue Jays 4-3. And then the Mets lost 3-1 to Cincinnati. So as we're looking at the standings right now, as far as the division goes, it's Phils 85-58 in first place, and the Mets and Braves now tied 7 games back in the division for second place. And the Nats 64-79, and the Marlins 54-89. And looking at the wild card, just as far as the Braves and Mets go, they're tied for that last wild card spot. I mean, Braves and Mets, they were competing for that division 3 years ago, both getting like 100 wins, and now they're competing for the wild card spot this year, that for that last one, at the moment, at least. Rest of Major League Baseball, as we're looking at some of these scores, Arizona, Paven Smith for Arizona, 3 homers, 12-6 over the Astros in Houston. The Padres lost to the Giants 7-6 at home. The Dodgers shut out Cleveland as Shohei Ohtani, getting closer to 50-50, hits another home run. Dodgers win 4-0 in Dodger Stadium. The Athletics lost at home 9-1 to Detroit. The Rangers won 7-4 in Texas over the Angels. And the Cubs in Wrigley, 2-1 over the Yanks. St. Louis, 10 spot by Seattle over St. Louis, 10-4 from the Mariners, putting up 10 runs there. Milwaukee losing 4-1 at home to Colorado. Kansas City shutting out the Twins in a battle there for American League Wild Card, American League Central, 2-0 Kansas City. And then a few more. The White Sox got a win. They won 7-2 over Boston. I hate seeing that race for like the worst record of all time. I don't like it. It doesn't feel good. Tampa Bay, who the Phils are going to see tonight, they shut out Baltimore yesterday 2-0. They actually took that series against Baltimore 2-3, and they win the final game of that series 2-0 over Baltimore. So that is going to do it for today's episode of Phillies Today here with Francisco Rojas. Make sure you stay tuned for everyone else that does a wonderful job on this channel on Phillies Today, Phillies 24/7. Hopefully the Phils, I would like to take 2 of 3, just keep wins, try to win series here against Tampa Bay, keep that going, or get it back going because you'll just split with the fish. But that's going to do it for me, Francisco Rojas. I'll talk to you guys soon.